Facebook takes a cleansing breath. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Good news for language majors. Over the next year, Facebook will add 3,000 recruits to the 4,500 staffers whose job it is to delete hate speech in at least 30 different languages. Now, some of you may see them as the speech police. However, I prefer to call them speech chaperones, gently deleting 66,000 posts every week. But as the official Facebook blog explains, it isn't easy. For example, a photograph of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi waving an ISIS flag might be terrorist propaganda, but it might also be part of a news dispatch. Facebook also strictly prohibits ethnic slurs, but if it's your own ethnicity, it's fine. So the Asian American rock band, The Slants, has a Facebook page. And then there are slogans like, burn flags, not f***ings. Now in America, that might set off alarm bells, but in Britain, if you say burn flags, not fags, it's an anti-smoking message. Official Facebook policy also says you can use the word dyke to describe your own sexual preference, but if you're attacking someone else's, you may not use dyke, even though it's the exact same word. So, if more of you could just own up and clearly state who it is you hate and whether you're being sarcastic, it would really help. By the way, the Polish death metal band, known simply as Hate, they have a Facebook page and a new album. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.